remote communities where there's a shortage of priests. Francis says otherwise he does believe the celibacy of priests is a gift to the church and is against a blanket change to make celibacy optional.
A Kremlin spokesman has rejected reports that Russian mercenaries were sent to Venezuela to protect President Nicolas Maduro. It comes as the Venezuelan president faces a growing protest movement in his own country. President Trump responding to a 60 Minutes interview where Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz says he may run for president. The president says he believes Schultz doesn't have the guts. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The FBI guns a-blazing raiding the home of Roger Stone has many folks taken back, including former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. He joined CBS this morning and says it seems a bit excessive to use all that force to bring in Stone.
One of the things when I was watching the reports of that, my wife asked me, would you have done that? And I said, the only way I would have ever done that as U.S. attorney is if we knew that he had a gun. And if so, if someone has a gun and you're indicting them, you worry about them killing themselves or harming others. When I found out that Roger Stone did not have a gun, I think it was over the top for them to do that, because otherwise he's not a flight risk.
And as far as some folks saying that Stone had electronic devices that he could have possibly destroyed, Christie says,
you don't need to bring, you know, guys with AR-15s and in flak jackets as if they're going to get shot. When I saw them coming in with all the protective gear, it signaled to me, well, they must know there are weapons inside, which in Florida, given the gun.
And then what do you think was
I think they were trying to intimidate him. And I think it's the wrong thing for prosecutors to do. I think that Mr. Mueller made a mistake in authorizing that, because you're going to be criticized, and rightfully so, if you're a prosecutor using those means as a means of intimidation. If you're using it as a way to protect FBI agents, that's completely appropriate, and I've done it.
Christie has a new book titled Let Me Finish, which comes out tomorrow and goes into some details on the inner workings in his opinion of the administration. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host here today for Hot and Hotter. And we'll get to a few different things today, including a guest that's in the studio and live. So it's always good when we have people who have breath left in them in our studio here, and we'll be talking about energy and breathing and centering and all kinds of things. And it was a little surreal to listen to Chris Christie's voice on our national news program here, so that was interesting, but it turns out he has a book coming out this week, so now we know. So as always, we start out with a quote, and we try to make our quote around our topic. So today, our quote is this from T.F. Hodge: the energy you bring, positive or negative, dictates your perceptions, receptions, and radiations. So that's our quote of the day. Let's find out what's happening with our weather in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, and we're back here, and we will be able to give you the weather. It'll be a hazardous condition, and you know, I don't want to read that. Will I not be doing my due diligence here? We do have a winter weather advisory. It's in effect January 29th from 4 a.m. until January 30th at 12 a.m., but today is the 28th, so we don't have to worry about that. But we never like when we have the S word in our forecast or hazardous weather conditions. And we are coming off of a lot of rain. So I'm sad to say our weather report has snow in it. So what we're looking at tonight, and today's beautiful, actually. If you could get out, It's right around 32, the freezing mark, and the sun's out, and it's a not so bad out there as we're going to see in the next few days. We have some increasing clouds tonight with a low around 22. Not too much of a wind, so we can enjoy that. Unfortunately, tomorrow it looks like we're going to have some rain and possibly some snow before 2 p.m. I think most likely you're going to wake up and there'll be some snowflakes. It'll clear up and then some rain and snow throughout the day. It looks like that's going to change back to all snow sometime after 4 p.m. So your commute back home tomorrow evening, if you are on the roads around 5 p.m., looks like not too much snow accumulation, maybe a half an inch. But Tuesday night, it gets a little bit worse. We have some snow again before 1 a.m., and then it's partly cloudy again, but we dip down to 20 degrees Tuesday night. Wednesday's horrendous. Our high is 24. Some more snow showers, but we're looking at winds with the gust up to over 25 miles an hour. So that's horrendous, and there's new snow on Wednesday. Wednesday night, you better get the blankets and check on any neighbors that you might have that are prone to or vulnerable around the cold, because we're dipping down to a low around 2, and you know in our little areas of Hunterdon County that can easily go into the negative numbers. Thursday, we only get up to a high of 13, so not such a great forecast. We're looking at some clouds on Friday and Friday night, 23 during the day on Friday and a low of 13 on Friday night. The weekend's looking okay right now. We actually will see a temperature in the 40, but we have to wait all the way to Sunday. So get out while you can, enjoy the sunshine now, except take us with you. If you're going for a walk, you can download us live and listen to us live, and I'll be introducing our guests when we come back from this announcement. Stay with us.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, and we are back in the studio, and I have a special guest who is here. She's from Pure Energy. Her name is Kathleen Koval. And Kathleen, I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself to our audience.
Well, hello. I'm Kathleen, and I do presentations in the area on different wellness topics. And I also do oracle card readings with cards I actually made myself.
All right, so let's just jump right in. We'll start with the oracle cards. What exactly is an oracle card?
Well, it's actually an ancient divination device. It's like playing cards, except on the face of the card are usually little statements, little positive ideas. Sometimes there's pictures, and you get a deck of them. And maybe, like, I have 44 in my deck, and they're divided maybe into different categories. And you meet with someone, and I like to think of it as it works because of, you know what synchronicity is? It's like Carl Jung coined that term, and it means a meaningful coincidence. And I like to think that in a big field that we're all connected and snugly packed into, the human field, that connection allows us interaction with each other, knowledge of each other in ways that we don't fully understand and appreciate right now. And so I would meet with someone, and I do it many different ways. Different readers do it different ways as well. And I would see what they wanted to talk about, or maybe they just wanted to see what the cards say. And I would pick a couple cards. Sometimes I would ask the person to pick a couple cards, and I'd probably lay them out so I can't see them. And then we might flip them over one by one. And what I like to do is, like, make a story out of what the cards in front of me are telling me about the person. And I started reading cards because when I went to get my master's degree in counseling, I realized I was very intuitive. When I had a client in front of me, I knew things about them that I didn't know how I knew. I was always very empathic, very emotionally sensitive as a child. I could understand people's emotions. But when I had clients with my master's degree internship, I realized, wow, I know a lot more than what they're feeling. And so when I left that program, I didn't feel comfortable going into counseling in a regular way. I wanted to study metaphysics. I wanted to study some of the teachings out there, spiritual teachings, to help me understand what is this intuitive skill that I have. And I realized that I needed feedback. Just like any skill, it's really important to get feedback. And so the cards helped me. So like I would be getting an intuitive impression about someone and flip over a card and it matched what the card said. You know, it would be feedback for me that I was on the right track. And so when I teach classes like how to strengthen your intuition for everyday use, and I tell people it's really great if you find something, anything that you're kind of drawn to. Some people do astrology. Some people do other types of tea leaves, readings. You know, find something that you can do that you can get feedback and you work with it and it sort of strengthens your intuitive skills.
That's an excellent approach, I think, to things. And I was a little surprised you were quoting a known psychologist, right? And you have a doctorate?
Yes, I have a doctorate in educational psychology.
In educational psychology. So mm-hmm. that you bring a lot of different paths
yes.
to this.
Yes.
And what made you create your own cards? So you actually created them?
Yes. I was reading, there's a well-known card maker, her name's Doreen Virtue. I started out, I don't know, back in the late 80s, early 90s or something like that. She was one of the first ones sort of in our culture to create what she called angel cards. Now, some people know what tarot cards are. Mine and hers are not tarot. Tarot is a very ancient deck of cards. It goes back a long way. The cards have very specific meanings. They carry what you might call energetic baggage in a way, you know. That's okay for some people. But I always say if you're going to do tarot, you really need to kind of study it. It requires study. So I didn't want to get into all that past stuff. And so her cards were beautiful angels, very positive statements. And that's how I started out. And that, because some of the tarot have slightly darker overtones and things. You know, you can interpret them in good ways, but still, I was uncomfortable with them. So I went to hers. They were very positive angel cards, and I was using them for years. And I just developed a way to, again, talk with my clients, understand them in a different way. And like you said, because of my educational background, I like to synthesize things from a lot of different research I do. And there's a particular theory in education called the theory of multiple intelligences. It was devised by a Harvard University professor, Howard Gardner. And basically it says that you don't think of intelligence as one thing, you're smart or you're not. You think of it as there's 8 different intelligences. We all have all of them, but in a different amount. So we all have like, you know, a little bit verbal skills or a little bit more visual. And he goes into these 8 different, what he classifies as intelligences. And I started using that for a lot of different reasons. I learned it in education and psychology. But then I realized that different people calm down differently. Not everybody can meditate. So I used it like to help people who are very body-oriented. How would they calm down? People who are more people-oriented, how would they calm down? And then I realized as I was doing that I could make cards that were based on those 8 different categories so that when I flipped them over, I would have like 8 different ways of helping people. So not just calm down, but things like go for a walk or, be out in nature, something like that, or write in your journal. So I developed my cards based on, again, my educational and counseling background, as well as my my experience with individuals.
Thank you for answering that. I was just pausing a moment to think about the what started you on your journey and the ability to, or the need, or the want to obtain feedback in life. And that is, you know, something people sometimes aren't open to, even other people's criticism or constructive criticism, or sometimes, you know, we're so closed off that we don't want to hear what others say. But I was wondering about specifically a gender women, that if you find, I know that oftentimes it's said that women are more closed to following their instincts, or you hear stories over and over, oh, I should have listened, you know, my instincts were telling me something. Mm-hmm. Do you find that to be the case in one particular gender, or not necessarily?
Interestingly, not only do I think that women are a little bit tend, in broad strokes here, of course, tend to be a little bit more open to their inner voice, I also think they're leading the way in this shift of consciousness that I see happening in us right now that entails listening to your inner voice. And it's about being in touch with the deepest part of you that I think is also a very spiritual part. And I think we're in a paradigm shift right now in our culture, shifting into maybe a new way of looking at humanity, a new possibility for us that is more connected with each other. And I do think women are in touch with that a little bit more. Of course, there's many instances of men who are also in touch with that. But there is something about the feminine voice right now rising. And that feminine voice is rising not only in women, but in men too.
Absolutely. And I think that's different now than in the past, where we're, and it's such a positive, healthy thing, I think, that one voice is not one gender or one race or one one group. It's united for one cause, which I think is healthy. I do have to do some commercials here, but we'll be back to talk more with Kathleen Colvolt from Pure Energy, and we're going to get into some of the details. She has some local upcoming classes, and one that I can't wait for her to tell us what it means, Happy Clock's Delightful Pet Chicken. So that's going to be on our next segment, but we have to pay the bills around here or I'll get in trouble. So be back after our commercials. Stay with us.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Now we're back in the studio today, the 28th of January, talking with Kathleen Koval from Pure Energy Presentations about a whole lot of things. But in this segment, we're specifically going to talk about some of her upcoming classes. I know that she creates classes and she teaches different classes. So I'm so excited, Kathleen, to see you at one of my favorite places, the library, and the library in Phillipsburg, which is called the Phillipsburg Free Public Library, and it is 200 Brubolo Way, named after Michelle, but of course that is in the former municipal complex over on Corliss Ave, if you're looking for that, and you'll be there on February 6th from 6:30 to 8, and that's actually a free program called Pain Relief, Understanding the Messages of Your Body. So we love the library here, not only because we love literacy, but also because we believe libraries should be community centers. So it's so great to see the librarians and people taking advantage in a location that is really meant for community gathering, sharing ideas, building on your knowledge base, and trying to find alternatives and pain management. If anyone has ever had chronic pain or been involved with someone or loved someone with chronic pain, It impacts your every breath. So tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, that's an important class because, like you said, there's a bunch of people out there in the world that do have pain in different parts of their bodies, and they've tried a lot of different things, and maybe it doesn't quite go away. And this brings a slightly different perspective. It's not to overrule the physical. It's just like an adjacent kind of understanding of the messages that the body could be sending you about your emotional and psychological issues. So, for instance, I break the body down into the chakra areas. I find that very helpful for people who don't know what chakras are. You can think of them as energy centers, that there's seven main ones that go up and down the spine. And if you start, let's say, for instance, at the bottom chakra, the root chakra, that a lot of times, if you have issues at the very base of your spine or in your immune system or your bones, you might have some issues with security or fear or safety issues. And if you look at that in your life and you kind of take care of some of those things, you might find that some of the pain is eased. Or, for instance, the throat chakra, which is obviously up around the throat area. If you have issues with your throat or your teeth or your gums and mouth area, the neck, sometimes that's about communication or being able to express yourself. Maybe there's some time in your life when you don't feel you can say what you really want to say. You're holding back for some reason. And that, in this more of a metaphysical, spiritual view, when you have energy that can't be released at the time. It might get blocked in your body, and that blockage then kind of slows down the chakra from spinning. Again, a chakra is like an energy vortex. It means like a spinning wheel of energy that you have, and I like to think of them as portals, or they're transformers of energy. Before, I think I mentioned that we might live in a very large field of energy, the human field, or maybe we can think of it as an earth field. And these larger and larger fields of energy are just high vibration. And so the chakras are kind of like transformers that help step down these bigger fields of energy so that our body can utilize them. Well, if there's a block in one of these areas and the chakras aren't flowing and spinning freely, it might eventually manifest down to the physical level where you would get illness or pain in that area. So what I do in this class is I break it down to left side of the body, right side of the body, and then I have an exercise where you just ask the body, what is it that you want to communicate with this pain or illness, and then draw the images. And when you draw, a lot of times you're getting in touch with a more unconscious part of yourself that might know an answer. So there's a lot of fun things that we can do with this class that I can think would be very helpful to people.
All right, and again, that is Pain Relief, Understanding the Messages of Your Body. That is at the Phillipsburg Free Public Library, 200 Brubelow Way in Phillipsburg. And that's on February 6th from 6:30 to 8. It's free. Is registration required?
They would prefer that.
Okay, and do they register at the library?
Yes.
Okay, great. We'll post a link on our website to the library so they can register on that, and I think I might have to pop into that one because it is at my favorite place.
That'd be great.
All right, and then you have another program, and the next one is on March 9th, and that's over at the Northampton Community College in Tannersville, and that program is called Strengthen Your Intuition for Everyday Use, and that's a $25 fee from 1 to 3 p.m. I didn't look to see what day March 3rd is, but I can do that very quickly here, and that is a Sunday, is that right?
It might be a Saturday.
Oh, I'm sorry, March 9th. March 9th is a Saturday. So that's Saturday, March 9th, from 1 to 3 p.m. For $25, you can learn more about what you were telling us earlier,
exactly.
Strengthening your intuition and
exactly.
How to listen to the messages that mm-hmm. that you may be hearing.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, great. And then this is the one I cannot wait to talk about. Now, is this the Warren County Community College that is at the Marshall Street campus at the Phillipsburg Education Center? And is that through the Warren County Adult Education
yes,
Program?
It is.
I'm also an instructor there.
I love them.
Eve Azar, she's always
yes.
great organizing yes. programs and different topics there. So that's on March 19th. And March 19th is a Tuesday evening, 6:30 to 8:30. The cost of that class is $25, and there's plenty of parking there. They have their own parking lot. They have their own security that is available at that campus, and that's at 445 Marshall Street in Phillipsburg. I know Eve would want you to register for that.
Yes.
So we'll put some of these links on there. But we love this name, and Eve does love the titles that are catchy here, but What, Kathleen? Happy Clocks, Delightful Pet Chickens? What are we doing here?
I love this class because I love my chickens.
We're talking real chickens.
Real
like
chickens.
Like farm animals.
Farm animals, but they're not. They're my children. And this was one of the most important events in my entire life. About 11 years ago, my husband and I decided that we have all this education, reading books, we still love research, but we really wanted to get in touch with the earth. We really wanted to grow our own vegetables, see if we could kind of be a little off-grid. So we went down to Ohio because it's a little cheaper down there, and we bought 20 acres. And we got 3 miniature Cheviot sheep because we realized that we probably couldn't take care of large animals because we're just new to everything. So we got these adorable little sheep. And then we got 4 chickens, and we raised them. They were only a couple days old when we brought them home, and we raised them in our living room because we didn't know any better, and that was the best place to keep them warm. Well, we worked from home, so we interacted with them all day, every day. They would climb up on my arms and snuggle on my shoulder. They wanted to. They were so interactive. And as I mentioned, I am intuitive, and my energy is like I'm very emotional. I pick up on emotion, and I pick up on emotional tone. Well, I had no idea. With all my education, I had no idea how intelligent chickens are. As a matter of fact, I thought they were not intelligent because I thought they have bird brains. You know, they have tiny little brains. How smart can they be? You know, they're chicken smart, but, you know, how smart is that? No. They're extremely intelligent, and they're extremely vocal and emotional. And because it was a wonderful combination, because I'm so sensitive to emotion and because I was living with them day to day in my house, and they were loving me back. I mean, I was loving them, but they were loving me back. And I could listen and hear all the different emotions that human beings have, like surprise, like, oh, there's something, a hawk in the sky, or like, don't touch that. Or this one little chicken, I would say, here you go, here's a treat. And she'd go, like, thank you. Like, they would make these little vocalizations that sounded just like a person would if they had something garbled in their mouth and they could only, you know, make the vocal, like, with their emotion. And it's been the most wonderful experience, really. And I want to share with people how wonderful they are, how intelligent and emotional they are, just to support the chickens.
All right, so now we know what Happy Clucks and Delightful Pet Chickens is. We have that at the Warren County Community College Fellsburg campus, and then again at Northampton Community College on March 23rd. And then we go on to another program that you're providing in some different locations, again with the Fellsburg campus and Northampton, and that is called the Rainbow Body Humanities Continuing Evolution. What is that about, Kathleen?
That's probably one of the most important presentations I've ever put together, because I do believe it illustrates where I said at the beginning, I believe there's a paradigm shift. I believe humanity is at this cusp point where we can evolve. Back in, I believe it was 1998, there was a monk from Tibet that died. And there were eyewitnesses to his death. And he achieved what the Tibetan Buddhists call the rainbow body. There was a priest, Catholic priest, his name is Father Tizzo. And he's very well, he's led different kinds of tours throughout the Tibetan Indian area. He speaks, I think, 7 or 8 different languages, Tibet being one of them. He's a very smarty pants priest. And he heard about this monk dying and this rainbow body achievement. He went out there and interviewed the eyewitnesses and wrote a book about it. I think it's very important because I believe it may tie into what Christians understand as what happened with Jesus with his resurrection. Basically, the rainbow body is at the time or near the time of death, the body starts to shrink. It actually starts to disappear and turn into rainbow-colored light. I believe that that's similar to Jesus' resurrection, and when he, 3 days later, arose in his resurrected body, and he told Mary Magdalene when she saw him there at the tomb, "Don't touch me. I have not yet ascended to my Father." What they tell the monks, when a person who has achieved this rainbow body, as they are dying and right after death, as the body is shrinking, they tell the monks, do not touch the body. Do not touch it as it's going through this process, which is something very similar that Jesus told Mary Magdalene. Then about 7 or 8 days later, Jesus appeared to the disciples, and Thomas was there at that time, and he allowed Thomas to touch him then and touch the wounds so that Thomas could feel it was a real, real flesh and blood body, and yet Jesus entered the room where the disciples were through the door without opening it and then left the same way. So what this rainbow body teaching is that if we practice certain techniques of love and compassion, of different meditative techniques, if we go the way that Jesus said about love and compassion, we do something, I believe, to the chakras, actually, they spin fully and freely, but we don't know that for sure, but something happens to the atomic structure of the human body. David Bohm, the scientist, said, matter is actually frozen light. And I believe what's happening is an alchemical process for these types of people who have spent maybe lifetimes developing their inner light. And it basically takes a flame up and inflames the body in this spiritual light, transforms it into light. And when it's in the light body, it has a vibration that then is invisible to our human eyes. But their personality is still there. And at will, they can make it a more physical body to demonstrate to the humans around them that they still exist. But their real place of residence is in this higher vibration field.
All right, and then we have that going on April 13th from 1 to 3 at the Northampton Community College, and then again at the Northampton Community College on April 27th. April 9th is the day for that class at the Warren County Community College Phillipsburg campus. And then you have one other offering on June 24th, which is the Conscious Relationships, the Healing Power of Your Calm, Clear Center, and that's on June 24th. And again, all of these classes are a very nominal cost, $25 for that one. That's in the evening from 6 to 8 p.m. What is the healing power of your calm, clear center?
Sure. That, again, I think is an interesting technique that actually Wes and I sort of developed as we've been married over 20 years, you know, 25 or some years. And we realized that when you're in relationship, a lot of times you get your buttons pushed. And sometimes when your buttons get pushed, you go into a pattern that you might have had all your life. Some people might get angry. Some people might start blaming the other person. But you get pulled into an energetic pattern. When you're in that pattern, it seems to us that the only thing that you can see are things associated with that energy. So we realized, again, from my educational background, there's something called state-dependent thinking or state-dependent memory. And the idea is this. Sophocles, the Greek playwright, actually put it, to the person who is afraid, everything rustles. And the idea is when you get pulled into an angry place or when you get pulled into a blaming place, all the other times that somebody actually made you angry or made you judgmental, they all of a sudden are in your field of awareness. And you kind of think that the thing that your partner's doing is, you know, of course that you can blame them or of course you can be angry with them because that's the only thing you can see. But when you start to calm down and come back to your center, you realize, oh, I need to apologize. They didn't really mean it that way. Why did I take it that way? And so this class is helping people recognize that when you get that emotional reaction, you may not be seeing clearly. You may be fogged with past ideas, past memories about how the world works. You need to pull yourself back to your center. When you're in your center, you have free choice only, really, I believe, from your center. Then you can choose any response you want, because when you get pulled off, you just have that patterned or, a response, a reaction, but you come back to your center. So that's what this class is about, is helping people recognize that this happens, recognize what types of emotions they might go to in certain situations that might push their buttons, and help them find a way to pull themselves. And you have to work on it. It's not that easy. When you're in that off-centered state, it's very powerful. But you pull yourself back to your center, and from there, I think you can just make more loving, compassionate. You can understand it differently. So that's what that class is about.
Okay, I'm pretty sure if someone can find a way to communicate with chickens and have them love her back, that this would probably be a very good class to listen to for a few hours about ways to improve your interactions in a relationship, and not to be reactive, but to be more thoughtful and conscious in your emotions and your responses to things.
Exactly, yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, and I know that you have some other programs and classes. I want to talk about that a little bit. And I know I always say every week, because it never fails to amaze me, that radio time goes faster than any other time. We're down to our last 15 minutes, and I have to get our last bit of commercials in. But when we come back to talk to Kathleen, we're going to talk about some different programs she has to find your inner peace and different categories. So I'm hoping we could spend a little bit of time talking about these classes. She also does customized classes and trainings, and I'm sure many different team building groups probably turn to Kathleen to be able to have healthier interactions with their coworkers or colleagues or within their relationship, because transformation and change sometimes brings stressors, and it can be difficult to function as a group without the basis of the relationship interactions or trust or understanding of where other people are coming from. So we're going to talk about that, but we have to pay the bills. We'll be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Now we're back here in the studio with Kathleen Colwell talking about some of the offerings she provides, not only in the community, but also other programs that are tailored for individual needs. And we're going to take the last 15 minutes of our segment. We're going to have a lot of smart words in our segment here. We're talking about a different educational experience. So Kathleen's going to explain what that is and what all of these things are that has me not understanding how we can get smart.
All right. Well, as I mentioned earlier, I love this theory of the multiple intelligences, and I've used it in a lot of different ways. It's just really, really effective. So What I've done is taken this idea that we process information in different ways to the idea that, well, maybe we can calm down in different ways. Because I used to teach meditation, and I realized that not everybody can sit still. And then there's different meditative techniques, and I did not like following my breath. That was too boring for me. So actually, I like, you know, the guided meditation where there's kind of like you follow, you go down a path, there's a nice stream, you know, those kind of things. So I do that. But then I realized that probably the reason I like that so much is I'm very visual. I will remember your face, but I might not remember your name. So, and when I'm driving around, I'll remember, oh, I make a left there, but I don't know the name of the street. So I'm very visually oriented. So that is one of the multiple intelligences. So I realized that people who are very visual, there might be some better ways than just sitting still following their breath to calm down. So guided imagery is one of them. Creating art, you know, a drawing, a sculpting or something like that. That's another, you know, you get into it and you become one focused with that. That could be another wonderful way. You might contemplate icons. This is another important thing I can say. Icons are spiritual pictures. Again, they've been used for many, 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 many years. And they usually are of a spiritual being. And the new interesting research out now that talks about something called mirror neurons. Mirror neurons are neurons that they have found that we have in our brains that react when you see somebody else doing something. So we know we have pain neurons. So if we get pinched, we go, ow, and those fire. But they realized that we actually have neurons in our brains that if I see you get pinched, they fire. And they don't go exact. There's another kind of part of us that says, oh, wait, that's you, that's not me. But you know when you're watching a movie and it's a lot of excitement and all of a sudden you realize you're kind of sweating and breathing a lot? That's part of this mirror neuron idea. Well, ancient peoples must have known that there was something like that because they painted these icons or spiritual pictures. And the idea was to hold that picture up, contemplate that picture, and allow the energy from that spiritual being to permeate you and fill you with that peace and that love. And I love this because even the Dalai Lama taught a technique where you imagine, and you can have a real picture or you just imagine a spiritual being or some spiritual image that you might like, and you imagine that at about eye level, and you imagine that image coming down into your heart, and it goes into your heart and it fills you up with that peace. And as you feel it going through your body, when you're really so full with it, you send it back out into the world to bless the world. And it's kind of like a breath, you know, where this energy comes in, it fills you up, and you breathe it back out. And it's a beautiful exercise that people who are very visual can do to help them calm down and feel peaceful again. Then there's other people that are very verbal. I would imagine you're very verbal, liking to talk on the radio and stuff. These are people who like books, and you mentioned you love the library. Well, people who are very verbal, I often recommend for them that they write things down. If you write it down, you tend to process it and get it out. Don't show it to anybody. It's your own private diary, or perhaps you would rip it up or burn it up later. But it's a good way for using your verbal intelligence to get the pain or the angst out and get it in front of you, and really it clears your head sometimes by doing it like that. Then there's people who are very body kinesthetic. These are the body-oriented people. Yoga, perhaps, has really taken off now. It's excellent for a lot of people. It helps you get centered, paying attention. But also rock climbing or going for a jog. You know, these are things that are good for the body-oriented people. Logical, mathematical people. Now, again, this theory says that we're all of these. So you might have a couple of these that might work for you. So the logical, mathematical people, these are the people who like to do puzzles. you know, people who just find a lot of time, they can quiet and pay attention, that one focus, in doing a puzzle. So that's a good one for them. Then, according to this theory, there's actually people who are interpersonal. These are the people who really need to be around other people. And so spending time with your loved ones or having a deep conversation, group therapy, these would be the kinds of things good for them. Intrapersonal are people who like to spend time alone. So you can spend time alone in prayer, in meditation, contemplating, instead of a journal where the verbal person would write it all out just to get it out, this would be like a gratitude journal, spending time thinking, thank you, thank you, thank you, this is what I'm thankful for, and writing those kinds of things down and focusing on that. And then another intelligence that is listed here is really kind of good for everybody. It's the naturalist intelligence. And that's the one where just being out in nature, picking up on taking a walk, being near trees. Some people really need to be near water. Water is a powerful healer for our energy field, especially running water or a large body of water like an ocean. And so actually, if you can't get out to that, taking a shower is always a good idea or a nice bath, because water tends to cleanse our, you know, staticky emotional field that might be causing us a little distress.
And how many times do we hear people say, I had such a great idea when I was in the shower?
Yes,
and then they didn't write it down. But a lot of people don't understand why, when they get these wonderful, amazing, creative ideas when they're in the shower, it's because of the water in their minds.
Yes.
Is free
it's
of.
Clearing them up to be more receptive. Yeah. Clearing out the static.
So how do these classes run?
They went for about 2 hours. Is that?
Mm-hmm.
They
okay.
went for about, some of them are an hour and a half, 2 hours. And almost always you sign up with the location. So at the library or at the community colleges, I have a website that I can give out, and that will give a list of all my upcoming things. I have a email list too that you can contact me and I can put you on, that I can let you know about that, you know, where I'm coming up next.
Perfect. I think the best thing to do is if we could share that on social media, and then if people want to get the details
okay.
of that, if that's
Thank
at all possible,
you.
We could do it through our Facebook page, Hot and Hunterdon, and that'll we could post that this week.
Okay.
There'll also be a podcast available, and we'll share that if anyone wants to listen again to any of these eight different areas. And remember, everyone, Kathleen's saying that everyone has some areas in all of these, and it's learning to understand the different and variety of ways you can express yourself or calm yourself.
Mm-hmm. And the one I didn't mention was musical, and that's just, you know, again, good for a lot of different people, and that's kind of simple. You listen to what you like.
And a lot of people find music changes their mood.
It does.
It allows you to become verbal if you're very tense. You don't, you know, want to, you have some such anxiety or angst in your mind,
mm-hmm.
then all of a sudden you put on the music, you know, favorite song comes on, you're dancing, you're singing, you're mm-hmm. back out in the world, as mm-hmm. we like to say. Well, Kathleen, we have to wrap up this hour. We have just a moment or two left, so I just want to thank you for coming on today and for spending an hour with us and not minding that we didn't have a whole lot of background into these areas and exploring them with us. And that is Kathleen Koval, and we will share her Facebook information. And is it okay if I give out your phone number?
That'd be great.
Great. So you can reach Kathleen from Pure Energy Presentations and Intuitive Guidance at 610-905-3718. You can also email her at pureenergy@ptd.net. And we'll make sure if I can take this, I'll be able to share your information.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Kathleen, for joining us today at this Hot and Hunterdon version. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, and that wraps up our hour here. We have next week, we have a guest coming on, and we'll be talking about, we'll be visiting with Frank Nagler next week, who's not a real character, but we think that he is, and that is for Michael Stephen Daigle, the author. That's a local author, and we'll be visiting with him. And I just want to thank everyone for being with us here today, as we explore some alternatives. You know, we have only this one life to live, and it's a very, very short life. So the more exposure we can have to different things, there's very rarely just one solution or one answer to something. So as we continue to break out in our different pathways, I hope that today's program will help you to find, if you're looking for different energy or different pathways, you'll look into some of the teachings that Kathleen mentioned, and hopefully we'll be able to share the title of one of the books she mentioned. Otherwise, I'll have to go back in the podcast and get the author of that. So everyone, have a great week. Please pay attention to the weather advisories. And if you do have some neighbors that may be prone to injuries or illness with the cold, please check on them this week. Have a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held her first press briefing in 2019. Among the things discussed, negotiations over border security.
Over the next 3 weeks, let's get it done. The president's opened the government on the basis that Democrats have signaled to us that they're willing to actually get serious about a real deal and get serious about fixing the problem at the border.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin also announced the White House is putting pressure on Venezuela.
We will continue to use all of our diplomatic and economic tools to support interim President Guaido, the National Assembly, and the Venezuelan people's efforts to restore their democracy.
That pressure includes tough sanctions on Venezuela's state-owned oil company. Your numbers on Wall Street for this Monday, the Dow was down 208 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
GOP Senator Susan Collins of Maine weighs in on the Mueller investigations. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
During a CBS interview on Face the Nation, Republican Senator Susan Collins was asked if she thinks working with WikiLeaks should be considered a crime.
You have to know the circumstances of it, but I have great faith in Mr. Mueller's ability to pursue a fair and thorough investigation.
As a winter storm heads into Atlanta, Georgia, ahead of the Super Bowl, Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp is warning residents to travel safe.
If you don't have to be on the road, please do not travel. There will be also be additional traffic, as you know, for the Super Bowl. So it's important that you act out of an abundance of caution.
The Atlanta metro area is expected to get anywhere between 3 to 6 inches of snow. And Kemp also said on Tuesday, all state offices are closed for non-essential personnel. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
The measles outbreak is spreading, as USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
In Oregon State, health officials say a case of the measles has been confirmed in the Portland area. Dr. Jennifer Vines with the Portland Health Department.
When diseases become real, I think the parents who maybe were putting off vaccines or just hadn't really made a decision, I think it gets their attention. And I think we do sometimes see a bump in vaccination after an outbreak like this, so that's certainly my hope.
Nearby, in Washington State, there's 30 confirmed cases since the beginning of the year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A Kremlin spokesman has rejected reports that Russian mercenaries were sent to Venezuela to protect President Nicolas Maduro. It comes as the Venezuelan president faces a growing protest movement in his own country. Former UN ambassador and governor of New Mexico, Bill Richardson, tells Fox News Maduro's support is waning.
He's on the defensive. I think there's a lot of momentum building by the Venezuelan people who are losing their homes, their jobs, they're hungry, the inflation is huge. I think that we made the right move, but now we've got to protect our diplomats. I don't think we need military intervention, but we got to protect our people there that are going to stay. So that's objective one.
The Super Bowl is just 6 days away, and both teams arrived in Atlanta, Georgia on Sunday. Media Day takes place Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.